Well, one of our next guests has been here before. We love when she comes and chats with us on the microphone, but we also love when our friends of the show bring other friends. And so today we are joined with Kathy Covington, who is the Area 11 Director for Special Olympics. And she brought Laverne Hovey with her, who's going to talk to us a little bit about an event that is coming up tomorrow. So welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you.
Kathy, if you would, let's just start by telling people a little bit about Area 11 Special Olympics, if they're not familiar.
Well, Area 11 covers a three-county area, York, Chester, and Lancaster County. We're one of 16 areas in the state of South Carolina. We serve over 3,300 athletes and offer them training and competition in 17 sports.
Wow.
So they get a chance. You know, a lot of times people think, oh, all we do is the spring games, and that is our largest event. We do a spring games for York and Chester County and a spring games for Lancaster County because we got so big. But we offer other sports like pickleball, which is one of our newer sports that we're really excited about because we feel like we want to make sure that our athletes have an opportunity to try a variety of different things and that they know that they don't have to be super, super great. They don't have to be able to run a lot or anything. So we try to give them a variety of different things that they can try. And we've discovered that pickleball, as it's been growing, is one of those sports that I feel like everybody can get out there and play. Yeah. There's so many different skill levels and stuff, but with a little bit of work and a little bit of practice, they do very well. And Laverne is one of our partners. We have Unified Sports, so we have athletes and partners playing together.
Okay.
And Laverne is one of our partners, and I'd like to say that we've gotten him hooked because we always tell people that come out for the first time and volunteer with Special Olympics that you're a volunteer for life.
That's right. Because once you do it one time, you want to find time to go back, right, Laverne?
Yes, ma'am.
And so he's come up with this great idea for the event tomorrow.
Yeah, so Laverne, let's talk a little bit about that. Of course, are you the director or in charge of Rock Hill Pickleball Club?
Yes.
Okay. So you started the Rock Hill Pickleball Club. I know Manning Kimmel is a friend of not only you but of the sport as well. So I said he was going to be sad. He missed you today.
Oh, but thank you.
So what do people need to know about the event tomorrow? It is a fundraising event.
Yes, it is. John Finch is our sponsor.
Okay.
He's in charge of John Finch Construction Company, and we have 12 athletes. And I pairing up with the donors to have competition tomorrow.
Okay.
And they're going to play to 15. It's a single elimination. And it's a great event for our athletes to get involved with the donors and see how donors, you know, be active with the community. And it's very refreshing. My donors are excited about playing with, you know, athletes. Athletes are excited about playing with the different people. Their skill has gone up. Recently, I was at the Columbia Special Olympic Tournament, and we had a huge athletes. And the other one was from Hilton Head group.
Okay.
They had a big group, and we had a big group. But we ended up winning more medals. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Their coach was... I knew him from PPR certification class, and I'm certified PPR, and I teach here. I teach at the Shield, which I do my private lesson.
Okay.
I teach Providence Classical School kids. I got involved with the Area 11 recently. I was excited about the kids, Beth and Kathy. And I'm really excited about trying to promote and grow and have community involved in this place.
So it's, anytime you can play pickleball, you play it, right?
I play every day.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And how often do these athletes have to practice, whether it's pickleball or their particular sport? Is this something that they do every day? And how have you been gearing up for tomorrow?
Well, my group, I teach Monday, and she has Sunday group.
Okay.
And I do Monday, before practicing, I do drills. Okay, I have a machine. I have a training aid. I do some games, get excited, you know, and I work on my techniques.
Yeah.
So foot movement, coordination, all that stuff, they get involved in pickleball.
So which they're ready for tomorrow.
Yes.
What's their emotion going into tomorrow, Kathy?
I think they're pretty excited about it. They're always excited to get out and play pickleball, and they're always excited to get out and meet new people and stuff and try to get people excited about being a part of Special Olympics. So what I'm hoping is that the partners that Laverne has recruited, we will now hook them.
That's right. And are you always looking for volunteers or donors? What can the community do to help Special Olympics Area 11?
We are a totally volunteer organization. And so that means that, you know, we depend on our fundraising events, like the event tomorrow. We have two big fundraisers that we do. We have a golf scramble that's coming up in October. Okay. And then we have a polar plunge that we're coming up in February. So we depend on people to go out and help us get sponsors for the various events. We depend on people like Laverne, who's created this event tomorrow and has done all of the work. You know, he's found the sponsors. He's found the partners that are going to play with our athletes. He's helped train the athletes. So, you know, we need volunteers to help us do that. We need volunteers to help coach, volunteers to be partners in other sports. So we've got a lot of things that the community can do. All they need to do is contact us.
What's the best way to do that?
Probably by email, and it's area11sosc@hotmail.com.
Okay. And can people come and show up tomorrow to support the athletes?
Definitely.
And do you need donors for tomorrow? What are you looking for tomorrow?
Well, just come and watch. That was first start. You know, and get excited.
Yeah.
And Ruth,
make a lot of noise.
Yeah. That's right. They will love that. And that tournament is taking place. Take us out there tomorrow, Laverne. It's at Boyd Hill.
Correct.
And what time does it kick off?
Kick off at 9.
Okay.
And I have a briefing, practice 8:30. Introduce Kathy, a director, Beth, a coach and sponsor, and Ruth, and you know how we. I have referees. I have shirts for players.
It's a good looking shirt. If you're watching us on CN2 or social media, you can see Laverne's shirt. It's a great shirt.
Yeah, thank you. And players have a shirt, blue. Okay. Athletes, and the donors have gray shirts.
Okay.
And the referee has a red shirt. So identify. So it'd be exciting. I'm really looking forward to, you know, tomorrow's event.
All right. Again, that's going to take place tomorrow at the Boyd Hill Rec Center, Saturday, July the 12th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is the first pickleball tournament for Area 11 Special Olympics, and they just want you to come and rally around them and get excited and maybe become a donor and even a volunteer.
That's right.
If nothing else. So, again, thank you so much, Kathy and Laverne, for being with us, and we wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.